devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with SpinWine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle. Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Good afternoon, Tucson, and welcome to On the Menu Live. I'm Kevin Hall, the Tucson food dude, sitting in for Matt Russell tonight. I'm coming to you live on AM 1330, The Jolt, from Kebabacue Indian Grill at 845 East University, in the middle of the beautiful and hoppin' Main Gate Square. I've got to tell you, I'm really excited about tonight's show. I mean, Matt went off and left me flying solo tonight, so who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what I'm going to end up saying? There's just no telling. And I've got some great guests for you tonight. I've got Yvonne Fouché of Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room calling in with her pick for the wine of the week. Then we've got Bill Wildman of the new Malibu Yogurt and Ice Cream just down the street from Kebabacue here. And then for the last half of the show, I've got Rajiv, the manager of Kebabacue Indian Grill, to talk about some great and tasty things going on here. And not only are my guests exciting tonight, folks, but there is all kinds of stuff going on down here. Kebabacue is giving away free food from 5 to 6 p.m. I'm going to say that again. Kebabacue is giving away free food, and that's probably something that you want, from 5 to 6 p.m. It's also the first Thursday art walk here in Main Gate Square. People are out and about. We've got a crowd here at Kebabacue, and all kinds of good things are going on. The excitement is just palpable. I can feel it, folks. Now, I mentioned that it's the first Thursday art walk here, and I want to tell you just a little bit about that. There's a lot going on with this great monthly event. Not only do we have the live broadcast of On the Menu Live here, but we have $5 wine tastings at Villa Thai, which coincidentally, or is it, is also where you'll find the first Thursday feature artist, Barb Nersessian. Yes, that's right. Barb Nersessian is down at Villa Thai. We also have live music and live art in Geronimo Plaza. Latin Project is providing live music there. And there's also a public participation mural going on. There's chalk art at Gentle Ben's. There's live music at Frog and Firkin. Holy cow, folks, there is something for everyone going on down here. And I haven't even mentioned all of the great artists who are down here as well. We've got Alyssa Burr. We've got Amber Spears. We've got Benny Blanco, Donny Quixote, Rodrigo Cabral. There are 30, 40, 50 artists down here, and I'm not kidding you about that, who are promoting local art. So these are Tucson-based artists promoting things such as sculpture, paintings, crafts, glass art, media art, and performing arts. Like I said, there's something for everyone going down here at the First Thursday Art Walk in Main Gate Square. So I'm going to suggest to you that you just come on down here to Kebabacue at 845 East University, check out the show, hang out, try some delicious and free food. You can also pay for some. That would probably be fine, too. Enjoy this great Tucson afternoon, see some fabulous art, and just have a great time, because there's a lot happening. So, if you are listening to the show, and maybe if you found yourself listening to the show before, maybe you want to think about becoming a fan on Facebook. So, it's a very easy thing to do if you want to do that. You can just head to facebook.com/onthemenulive, all one word, and you can become a fan of the show. You will be the first to know about upcoming guests, location of remotes, how to win cool giveaways from local restaurants, and all kinds of exciting things are available to our fans. So head over to Facebook and do that. Do it soon. And then head on down here to Kebabacue, and we'll come and hang out with us. So if becoming a fan of On the Menu Live sounds like a good thing to you, then you might also be interested in checking out my blog, TucsonFoodDude.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, where I'm at TucsonFoodDude. Maybe you want to send me an email. Maybe that's your thing. You can email me at TucsonFoodDude@gmail.com. So TucsonFoodDude.com, at TucsonFoodDude on Twitter, and TucsonFoodDude@gmail.com if you want to send me an email. I may not be the most creative guy out there, but I am dang consistent, so you know how to get a hold of me. Now, let's say you went to my blog. What would you find there? You would find posts about Tucson restaurants, the local food and wine scene, a few rants maybe, and other seemingly random yet food-related topics. So one of the things that I've done a couple times are favorites posts. Favorites. I'm doing finger quotes right now, but you can't see that because this is radio. Now, I've talked about a few of my favorite restaurants in general, some of my favorite pizza places, things along those lines. And I kind of want to do that a little bit right now, talk about some of my favorites here in town that I may not have given props to recently, because there are quite a few of those. I mean, there are places that I like, places that I go to pretty regularly that I talk about all the time, but maybe don't think to put on my blog because it's just, you know, something that's just innate to me. So I want to talk about a few of those favorite things to you, the listeners out there on the Jolt. Before I do that, I want to tell you that I'm not on anyone's payroll. I'm not getting paid to do this. These are just my opinions that I want to share with you. I want you to know and love some of the same things that I do because we're friends here on the radio. We're radio friends, and so I want to share with you. So let's talk about a couple of my favorite things. I'm not going to sing you the song from The Sound of Music because Matt told me I was not allowed to sing, and that's probably best for all of you as well. So first of all, my favorite happy hour is at Zona 78. Now, Zona 78 happy hour is Monday through Saturday, so it's 6 days a week. It is 3 to 6 p.m., so you got 3 hours to go and enjoy some great half-off appetizers, half-off well drinks, $5 glasses of wine, and $2 and $3 beers. I mean, you've got some smoking deals happening there. And if you haven't tried their calamari with shaved fennel in like a light tomato broth, you're kind of missing out. That and the bruschettas and things like that, you really need to go to Zona 78 and try some of these things. And I'll tell you another little secret. So Sunday they don't do their happy hour, but if you follow Zona 78 on Twitter, and I don't remember what that is, but I'm sure you can find it, on Sunday mornings they will send out a secret word of the day. And if you know the secret word of the day and you go in and you tell them that, they will give you the happy hour deal on Sunday even. So you can get happy hour 7 days a week at Zona 78. That makes me happy. How about you? So the next favorite thing is the favorite thing that I have put into my mouth recently, and that is the hanger steak from Jack's Kitchen. Jack's Kitchen, if you haven't been there, is up on Oracle, just north of Ina. And this hanger steak was just cooked perfectly. It was fork tender. It was absolutely gorgeous. And frankly, I just wanted to lick up the Bing cherry and port wine sauce that came with that. It was fantastic. The garlicky polenta that came with that, amazing as well. If you haven't been to Jack's Kitchen, get up there. Get up there, do it. You won't regret it, and you'll thank me for it. And I'll be looking for that card in the mail. My favorite pizza. Okay, I'm not going to go there because people have very strong opinions about pizza. You know, everybody's got a different idea about what pizza should be, what pizza shouldn't be. I have my own ideas. So I'm going to just tell you a few places that I like, okay, because that's how I roll. I'll give you options on this. I'm a big fan of No Anchovies right across the street here in Main Gate Square. Their potato pizza is pretty fabulous if you haven't had it. It's potatoes, bacon, cheddar cheese, and it's a pizza. So there's really nothing wrong with that at all. If I'm feeling like I haven't eaten in about 3 weeks, I love a slice from Zachary's, but boy, that'll fill you up for a while. Brooklyn for New York-style pizza. 1702, if I'm looking for a great beer to have with a giant slice, 1702 is the place to go. And then if you're feeling like a super thin crust pizza from some super, super nice folks, head up to La Coco's at Ina and Cortero. They're just great. They're a lot of fun, family-owned business. They do some super great thin crust pizza, so head up there and give them a try. So how about my favorite emails? Now, that may sound a little bit weird because I'm a food guy and I'm talking about food on a food show, but my favorite emails are the ones from Doug Levy at Feast. So he changes the menu at Feast once a month, and at the same time, we'll send out an email to all the people on his list and talk about the new menu. And they're funny, and they make me hungry. And so if you are not one of his dear Feastlings yet, you should probably head over to eatatfeast.com and sign up for that. And again, that's another thing that you won't regret. And it'll make you go to Feast, which is not a bad thing either, because I am all about locally owned and operated establishments, of which Feast is one. So how about my favorite stop for nostalgia and coffee at the same time, because I like both. That would be Chocolate Iguana on 4th Avenue. So I really love the candies, the coffee drinks, the baked goods. But that is also where I had my very first food-related job oh, so many years ago, back in the day. I'm not going to say, because that would just embarrass me, and nobody needs that. So I served up a lot of coffee drinks back at that time. I bagged up a lot of gummy things. They had so many gummy things at Chocolate Iguana on 4th Avenue, gummy bears, worms, fish, cola bottles, fruit slices, pretty much anything gummy that you can think of, I probably put in a bag at one time at Chocolate Iguana on 4th Avenue. So head over there. Marcy runs the place. She's great. Stop in, say hi. Another place that I'm going to get in trouble with is probably saying my favorite taco shop, and that's going to be Taqueria Pico de Gallo. They have a great selection of tacos. You can get tacos de birria, chicken, shrimp. You can also get some specialties like lengua and cabeza, and they're really good. Their corn tortillas are about a quarter inch thick, and they're excellent at sopping up juicy goodness from the tacos. So go try that out. And another thing you don't want to miss are the picos de gallo, which are not the tomato, onion, cilantro, chunky mix that you're thinking of. These are big slices of fruit, big chunks of fruit, served in a glass with lime and chile on top of it. And oh my goodness, that is refreshing on a summer day in Tucson. You'll want to go down there and try one of those. So, my next favorite, this will be a fun story, is my favorite totally random food-related incident, which happened last week when I took my daughters to the dentist office. And while there, people came in with a basket of sweets. I personally would not have walked into a dentist's office with a pile of pastries, but they did. And they gave them to us, and they were very good. And when asked where they came from, they were promoting their new restaurant, Joe Mama's Grill, at Oracle and Limberlost. And they were very good. It was a very chocolatey sort of half-muffin, half-cupcake kind of a thing. And I'm really looking forward to going back there and trying their full menu, because that's going to be fun. It was sweet, it was fluffy, it was chocolatey, and very good. Lots of fun. I'm going to go there soon. Favorite road trip for food, Bisbee. Between Cafe Cornucopia, Cafe Roca, and the Bisbee Breakfast Club, you just can't go wrong. My sweetie and I went there a couple of weeks ago, and we were just blown away with all three. That blog post is about half written, so it's going to show up here pretty soon. So if you're interested in going to Bisbee, send me an email. I'll tell you all about these great places if it's not up on the blog by then, because you don't want to miss those spots. Along the way, you might want to think about stopping in Elgin and Sonoyta to try out some of the local wines and some of the local wineries there. It's a great trip as well. The wines are great. Arizona is an up-and-coming wine-growing region, so we're really looking forward to seeing the great things that people are doing with wine right here in southern Arizona. Something you don't want to miss. Make sure you take your designated driver with you, because there are a lot of wineries down there, and you don't want to miss any of them. So have your driver and head down to Sonoyta and Elgin. So now that I've told you some of my favorites, I want to know what your favorites are. Tell me, send me an email. What are the hidden gems that I don't know about? What are the places that I should know? What should I go to? Are there hole-in-the-wall places with specialties that I should know about that I've been missing? Let me know. Send me an email, TucsonFoodDude@gmail.com, and we'll go there.
You could also call 529-3508 and give us a heads up right here on the air if you know someplace.
That would be a great thing. We would love to hear from you for that. So, if you got those places, either call the station or send me an email, TucsonFoodDude@gmail.com, and we will talk. So, I'm looking for your information. I hope you've enjoyed some of mine, and we'll be happy to talk about those things very shortly.
Well, I think we're kind of waiting on Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's Wine Shop to call in.
Excellent.
And, boy, I know she's got some fantastic selections down there. Nothing over $15
a
bottle.
And she's very knowledgeable about her wines, too. You can ask her just about anything about any of the wines in the shop, and she's got an answer for you and a recommendation.
One of the things that I really enjoy about Yvonne is the atmosphere that she provides down there. And Saturday nights are great, especially during the summer, because she's got that shady patio.
She does.
And she brings out musicians to enhance the mood, so to speak.
That's right. And there have been some great folks out there performing, and it is just a wonderful place to go out and just enjoy a little wine tasting on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, especially Saturday night, if you want to go for the live music experience, and just talk to Yvonne, find out what her wine picks are for the week. And we're going to be hearing from her fairly shortly about her wine pick of the week. And we can find out all about that very, very shortly. So that's something to look forward to here pretty soon.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed that hopefully she'll call in and let us know what the wine of the week is this week. And so we are going to be stepping aside here for some commercial messages, it sounds like. So, hey, everybody, hang in there. You're listening to On the Menu Live with Kevin Hall, and I guess I'm just stuck helping out.
Thanks, Chuck.
Give us two.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
We've got Yvonne Fouché from Catavina's Wine Shop and Tasting Room coming with us live on the Menu Live with Tucson food dude Kevin Hall. Hello, Yvonne. You're on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. How's it going?
Going great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. We're just a little jammed around here, but...
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That's great. So are you ready to unveil the wine of the week for us?
I am.
Do I need to do a drum roll? Does Matt do a drum roll or anything like that?
Well, yeah, he does usually.
Okay, well,
and
good.
He does
I'm glad
a little
he can help with that.
Also at the same time.
Great.
So, well, this week, it's a really interesting tasting because I'm doing all McManus Family Vineyards wineries. So I've got six wines from the same vineyard.
Wow.
And so what we've decided to do is I'd actually like to feature every last one of them. Hmm. But if you're going to make me pick one, we're going to do the Petit Sirah. It's a wonderful barbecue wine.
Oh, excellent.
Yes,
that's great for this time of year.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this vineyard's in Lodi.
Okay.
And they pride themselves in putting out stellar wines mm-hmm. that are all within my price point, which, as you know, everything in the shop's under
$15. Under $15, great values at your shop.
And they do an absolutely excellent job at putting out, actually their wines are some of the most favored and widely sold in the shop, which is part of the reason that I decided to just feature them this week.
Great.
So this
would be a good wine for summer evening sipping?
Pardon?
So this would be a good wine for summer evening sipping
out
by the barbecue, out by the pool?
Well, they're all very versatile. Everything is very versatile. And as an example, this Petite Sirah, which is probably my favorite of the group, is an excellent, excellent barbecue wine. It goes for just about anything you're going to do on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's real deep, just like a Petite Sirah should be. It's real inky in color.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's got these bright colors in that. So I know that sounds like a contradiction, but it's not. So it's it's real inky, yet it's got a beautiful, bright colors. And then it's got blackberries, boysenberries, a little bit of chocolate, some brown sugar. That's what the nose is composed of. And then it follows through in the wine itself.
Mm.
So you get those same flavors. You get the blackberry and the boysenberries, a little bit of chocolate, little teeny bit of sweetness, which is analogous to a big, bold Petite Sirah. So this is a very rich wine.
Oh, that sounds great. You're making me want a glass of that right about now. I can tell you that much.
Well, I should have sent you a bottle with you, and you could have just kind of gone with the flow there.
Well, I appreciate the thought. I'll stop in later in the week and pick one of those up.
Great.
So just quickly, you do a tasting Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m.
Correct.
And you're featuring McManus Wines.
Correct.
This week. And tastings are $10, correct?
Correct. The tastings are $10. They're $8 if you buy a bottle over 10 in the shop. And we go through a full flight of 6. So I'm located on Alvernon, just one block south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the road. Kind of hard to find me, but that's what we like about it. We're kind of a hidden gem.
That sounds great, Yvonne. Yvonne, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for coming back to the show this week. You can pick up Yvonne's wine, like she was saying, on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell, 3063 North Alvernon. And Yvonne, we'll come back and talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. You have a good afternoon.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
And our next guest is Bill Wildman of the Malibu Ice Cream and Yogurt, right here in Main Gate Square as well, just down the street from Kebabacue at 825 East University. So, Bill, thank you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. So, Bill, why don't you tell me, how did Malibu Yogurt and Ice Cream come about?
Well, it actually originated in Malibu in the colony about 25 years ago. And let's face it, Malibu is the home of decadence. We've got the rock stars and the movie stars all looking for a lifestyle that ultimately, when they figure out how to push back a little bit, what can they eat that's healthy?
Mm-hmm.
What can they have for an experience that's actually good for you? And fat-free, guilt-free yogurt is the answer with berry toppings. And we've got quite a following there. We've been refining our use for all these years, and the yogurt is extremely popular. What you're going to get when you go to the store in Malibu is not only a good product, but you can be standing in line with Pamela Anderson or Kid Rock.
Oh, wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is. And, mm-hmm. and you know, obviously you can't recreate Malibu, but we have Pepperdine at our mother store, and therefore we decided to spread out in the college campuses. So
okay.
We just opened here at University of Arizona, and then next month we'll be opening at UCLA.
Wow. How did you decide on coming to Tucson, University of Arizona?
Well, let's face it, the temperatures in Arizona are conducive to yogurt and ice cream.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, we're looking for an alternative, a safe house, if you will, a place where the kids can hang out that's very sophisticated and luxurious. We also have all of the ice cream, and we're a full coffee house. So if you want to indulge and just relax, you know, we've got it covered.
Oh, that sounds great. So what kind of flavors do you have, and what's your favorite flavor?
Well, right now for the kids, I'd say our most popular flavor is the red velvet cupcake.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, but my, you know, we've got guilt-free, sugar-free, carb-free, fat-free products, non-dairy, non-sugar, and our Carbolite seems to be one of the most popular, and that's what I eat. It's absolutely guilt-free. You can go on a 3-day diet and lose 3 pounds on this frozen dessert.
That sounds great. So we're going to cut to commercial right now, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Got something on your mind?
The time has come for all of us to speak out.
Call in and let us know.
Now start talking.
Talk about how you feel.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. A 23-year-old Dutch citizen previously suspected in the disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway now faces murder charges in Peru. Investigators say they have evidence linking Joran Vandersloot to the victim. But Holloway family private eye Harold Kopus doubts he would ever confess.
Vandersloot is narcissistic. He's arrogant. I cannot believe that he will confess to anything unless they have hard evidence.
Vandersloot faces an arrest warrant in Alabama on wire fraud and extortion charges. A federal prosecutor says he tried to sell information on the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's remains. Teams using robot submarines are maneuvering a new cap toward a damaged oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP officials are hopeful the device will slow the leak. It's tip-off time in L.A. The Lakers and the Celtics meet tonight in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
You know, doing a radio commercial is very exciting. I simply tell you that GEICO saves millions of drivers money on their car insurance, dash in some sound effects of millions of happy people. Oh, yeah, there we go. And you can just imagine yourself as one of them. Yep, there you are, counting the hundreds you could save year after year with GEICO. All right, people, let's calm it down a bit. Who brought the fireworks?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. I'm Kevin Hall, the Tucson Food Dude, sitting in for Matt Russell. I'm broadcasting live on AM 1330, The Jolt, from Kebabacue Indian Grill at 845 East University.
just outside of the Western Gates of the U of A in Main Gate Square. The barbecue is giving out free food samples from now until 6 p.m. It's the first Thursday art walk here in Main Gate Square, and folks are out and about having a great time. The energy is high, and we're having a good time. So why don't you come on down and join us? And we're back now with Bill Wildman of Malibu Frozen Yogurt and Ice Cream. Bill, why don't you tell me a little bit about the patio there at Malibu and the atmosphere there and the location?
Sure, Kevin. Well, our patio is a featured part of our store. We have a giant fire pit. It's unique because the fire is sort of hovering above these glass pebbles that we have out there. And there's also a giant space heater. So the zone is heated in the winter and air-conditioned with misters in the summer.
Wow, sounds perfect.
It is. And during the school year, we have entertainment on Tuesday nights. So when the kids come down to hang out, it's sort of a coffee house feel. Mm-hmm. We've got live music. We've got a jam session. And then we also have some poetry reading stuff that we do on Tuesdays.
Wow. That's great. So you're really interacting a lot with the student community here, but you've got a following out without being a student here at U of A as well.
Well, you know, it's a place where people can go and enjoy some healthy desserts and also have a safe place to hang out. You know, even adults, some of them don't necessarily want to go out and get liquored up at night.
Right.
You go get some ice cream and hang out, have some good conversation, and enjoy a nice atmosphere. All the furniture in our store is very comfortable. Cushy big chairs and couches, you know, and 60 flavors of yogurt, 60 flavors of ice cream, and a full cafe, hot and cold coffee beverage espresso bar.
Wow, Bill, that sounds fantastic. So before we lose you, tell me, if there was one thing that you could get everyone in Tucson to try at Malibu Frozen Yogurt, what would that be?
Well, the fat-free, sugar-free, carb-free Carbolite is unbelievably good considering that it's good for you and tastes that good.
Wow. I'll be over there in just a little while to give that a try. Bill Wildman from Malibu Frozen Yogurt, thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate you, and I'll be over there in just a little while.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it. And so now we're going to be coming to you with Mintu Sareen from Kebabecue Indian Grill. Mintu is the owner of Kebabecue as well as Saffron Indian Bistro up in Oro Valley that just opened up fairly recently. Mintu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you very much for being here. So before we go too far into our chat, what kind of samples are you giving away this afternoon? What do you have available for people to come and try?
We are giving away vegetable samosas. They are vegetable patties stuffed with potatoes and peas. We got chicken wrap. It's an authentic chicken wrap we make over here. We got some smoothie samples. We call it lassis, mango and strawberry flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps changing. As we run out of stuff, we keep making more stuff.
Sure. Everything smells fantastic. I'm looking forward to trying some after we finish up the show here. Mm-hmm. So how did you get started in the restaurant business?
Restaurant business, well, mostly family.
Okay.
My cousin helped me out. I used to own New Delhi Palace on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
About 10 years back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't own that anymore. So, mm-hmm. And then we... thought, you know, I used to visit university quite often, and I thought we should open something over here since there's not that much exposure on the university for Indian food.
Right.
And I definitely thought there's a lot of potential,
mm-hmm.
which I was right. And we've been here 6 years now and doing amazing every year.
Oh, that's great. So what is the concept of Kebabecue? What do you want people to feel when they come in?
Well, it's in...
And it appears we lost our connection to Kevin Hall down at Main Gate Square. We'll get that up and running right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French,
Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
Well, we're back after a minor technical glitch, but we're back talking to Mintu Sareen of Sabatasu Indian Grill here in Mangate Square. So, Mintu, we were talking about the concept of Sabatasu and what you want people to feel when they come into the restaurant.
Right. The concept actually came from my brother-in-law. His name is Jagi. He wanted to open something like, you know, Indian fast food. And when we did some research, there was no Indian fast food restaurant in the whole of Arizona. So we came up with the concept, and we took a chance. Jane, our landlord, was very helpful and supported us all throughout when we were not doing well at the first year. But we picked up from the second year and doing great.
Excellent. So where do the recipes come from? Are they secret family traditional recipes? Did you come up with them yourself? Where did you find those?
As I said, I used to own another restaurant. Mm-hmm. He had a very good chef. He came along and he had his own recipes. Trained the staff at the back. Now he doesn't need to be here that often anyway. He comes here in the morning, makes the sauces, and the guys at the back take care of it all day.
Great. That sounds like a great operation you have going there. That's fantastic. So what makes your menu unique? What are your specialty items?
As I said, you know, wraps are pretty specialty items over here. We started off with little authentic Indian wraps, which I don't think worked out in this market.
Okay.
So we tweaked up a little bit. We put some lettuce and mayonnaise and chef special sauce, we call it.
Okay.
And make it a little more, you know, to American taste.
Okay.
So that's I think, the most popular dish over here, I'll say the wraps.
Okay.
We sell a lot of those because they're quick in and out. Students like to come in, grab it, and just walk to the classes.
And what sort of things do you get in the wrap, besides the lettuce and the chef's sauce?
Oh, you can get it vegetarian, you can get it with chicken, you can get it with lamb, you can get it with potatoes, you can get it with the homemade cheese, which is near. We call it near over here, so.
Quite a few options
over there.
Excellent. So what is your own personal favorite dish that you do here at Sabatasu?
You know, I love chicken tikka masala. I think that's the most popular dish over here. And it's great. I own another restaurant called Saffron. They both have different recipes, different chefs, and the tikka masala over here, I think, tastes better.
Great. When did you open Saffron? I know you opened that not too long ago.
It will be 2 years in June 1st. Actually, it is 2 years.
Wow.
So just completed a 2 year anniversary. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Been 2 years. I opened another restaurant called Om, actually. It's right next to Sullivan. It's a French and modern, it's called Om Modern Asian Kitchen, Modern Asian Bistro. So what we're trying to do with there, it's like making American food with Indian recipes.
Oh,
and Chinese recipes, and we've got all those different spices to kind of fuse it.
Wow.
And make it a fusion restaurant. We got a lovely chef called Yuki Khan. He's doing
Yuki Sushi.
Sushi.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
So he's working for us and doing great. Lovely sushi.
That's fantastic. And how long has that been open?
January 16th, we opened it this year.
Wow.
So guys, check it out. Home, right next to Saloon.
Okay, definitely do that. So what sort of beverages do you have here at Sabatasu and let's say at Saffron, and then we'll ask about Om.
You know, very limited menu at Sabatasu since I said it's a small you know, property, and the beverages we have a lot of sodas option over here, a small you know, Pepsi refreshing, iced teas and stuff. Authentic dishes, authentic, I'll say, will be mango lassi and strawberry lassi. Those are the smoothies,
right? And do you have any Indian beers? I think I see a flying horse over there. So
We got Flying Horse, Kingfisher, Taj Mahal, and also I think we're trying to get Himalayan. Sometimes we get not. So we've got a good variety of beers as well.
Okay, great. So I love the half round booths that you have in here. How did you decide on those? Who did your interior here?
John Kranitz actually was one of the designers. He actually designed Penguins, which is now Malibu. So really liked the way he did up. That place up, so we hired him, and he did all that.
And did you come up with a big communal table as well?
Yes, we couldn't figure out what to do. We had small tables over here, so I think we came up with this big joint one, you know, common table. So people, actually, it's a good way of interacting. People sit on the same table, you know, interacting with each other.
Sure.
Sharing the table, I think, worked out pretty good for us.
So do you get people meeting over their tikka masala?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent. You know, have you had any, like, relationships come out of that?
Not really.
Aware of?
Not really, actually. One of the girls who used to work here got married now.
Oh, okay.
Found a really nice guy, yeah. That's about it. That's all I know.
Okay, so this is the hop and date spot, then. Or it could be, anyway.
It is.
All right, that's another reason to come down here to Main Gate Square tonight, see what's going on for
the happening
first Thursday Art Walk, and come to barbecue and see who you can meet at the communal table. So that sounds like a fantastic thing. So is there a different concept for Saffron that you have up in Oro Valley that you just opened 2 years ago?
The barbecue is more of a fast food restaurant joint, and Saffron is more of a sit-down. This is like a 25-30-seater. Kebabcue is 25-30-seater. We have some outside seating as well.
Mm-hmm.
Saffron is more of a relaxed sit-down. It's about 130-seater.
Wow. Larger space then?
Yeah. So it's much larger. It's like a proper sit-down in the restaurant. This is more of a fast food.
Okay. And you said the menu is different there than
totally different, yeah. Menu is different. A few items are similar, like chicken tikka masala, as I mentioned earlier. Like, we don't serve wraps over here.
Okay.
At Saffron. Totally different menu. Takes more time. The chef has more time in his hands, so he actually puts a lot of thought and effort and while making the sauce and stuff, because we have a lot of time in our hands over there. Kebabcue is more of a fast food, and we are planning to franchise Kebabcue as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's excellent. So are all of the restaurants a family affair? Everybody in the family involved?
All owned by family, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic. We love locally owned and operated establishments here.
Yeah,
so we love to patronize those. Excellent. So how long have you been in Tucson total?
About 10 years now.
Okay, great. And you started off with New Delhi Palace?
Yes, it's on Broadway. Yeah, started off with that, ran it for about four and a half years, and opened Kebabcue.
Fantastic. So you're talking about franchising Kebabcue. Any other big future plans that we want to know about?
I think it's a great concept, and you know, especially in the university area, it's going to work pretty good. We're looking at ASU. We've got a couple of people we're working on right now, looking at a space on Mill Avenue, and that will be the second location for Kebabcue.
Great.
I know another professor who works at U of A. He's very much interested in opening something for his kids in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
But I don't want to put too many eggs in one basket. I want to just open one by one and, you know, make it established that way. Hopefully we'll have at least 10 of these throughout the U.S., hopefully.
That's fantastic. That sounds like a great plan. We can say it all started right here on University Avenue in Main Gate Square. That's fantastic. So are you planning on doing anything different with the menu here, or is the menu pretty much set and you're happy with everything? And
we are. We're planning to introduce actually a few new spots, and you know, as talking to Jane about it, something outside. We were thinking about doing a small Indian hot dog trolley on every Thursdays and Fridays. I don't know how that's going to work, but we've got some concepts in our mind, and introduce a few more specials and put them out on the menu. See how it works.
So what is an Indian hot dog? Why don't you describe that to me, since I'm not familiar with what that would
be? Well, it's basically the same as the ingredients are, and the hot dog is a hot dog. But we're going to make the beans and stuff in Indian spices and use Indian spices to put on top of the hot dog and so just basically fuse.
Okay.
Make it a fusion hot dog with the Indian recipe. So that's the concept. I mean, that's an idea right now in our head. I hope we'll be implemented by the end of this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. And are things going well with Om? You're happy with everything there? The menu's going well?
Started off very nice. We got a great reviews, and we got great crowd coming in, and we have a lot of happy hours over there, actually.
Oh, tell us about that.
It works out pretty good. It's from 3 to close every day.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 3 to 6 every day, and then 10 to close.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We got, I think, the $2 sushi rolls, and we got, I think, $5 margarita and stuff like that. It's very nice, very nice. Working out pretty good for us. So.
Are you doing lunch specials there as well?
We have a bento boxes over there, and we got a lot of lunch specials. We got a very small menu, but people are very happy with all the choices and selection we have at home.
Great. Well, I can tell you, I came to Kebabcue for lunch today, and it was fantastic. I had the chicken korma. It was great. The rice was perfect. The spices were great. Really, really enjoyed that. So I think you're doing a great job over here, and we'll be coming back.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Well, thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, we do have to do that. Yeah, we have to do the trivia question. How could I possibly forget the trivia? That's not a trivial subject, is it? So, Mintu, do you you have a trivia question for us? Or should I come up with a trivia question?
I think I can come up with something.
Okay.
How long is the barbecue open? I think I mentioned that
twice. You did mention that. You did mention that
twice. Whoever gets that will get a gift certificate.
Okay, that sounds terrific. So, the question is, how long has Kebabic U been open? The number to call in is 529-3508. That's 529-3508. We're going to take a quick commercial break and take some callers and find out who our winner is. Back in a jiffy.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Maingate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
And this is Kevin Hall, Tucson Food Dude, coming back to you with On the Menu Live from Kebabic U Indian Grill at 845 East University in beautiful Main Gate Square. We've got First Thursday Art Walk going on with artists, live music, interactive art, visual art, media art, performance art, all kinds of things going on down here in Main Gate Square tonight. So come on down and join us. Come hang out. We're having a great time over here. Everybody's happy. Everybody's high energy. We've got free food samples at Kebabic U going on for just a few more minutes until 6 o'clock. So come on down and take advantage while you can. Woo!
Hey, Kevin.
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Kevin, this is Joel in the studio. We have a caller who would like to take a crack at the trivia question.
Excellent. Who's the caller?
Susie.
Susie. Susie, how many years has Kebabic U been in business?
Wow. Emily, Eleanor, and I would like to guess that they've been in business for 4 years.
Oh, I am sorry. That is incorrect. You can call back in a minute. You're close, but not quite correct. So call on back. The number is 529-3508. So call back. Try again. You can win this. Anybody can win this. That's right. The number again is 529-3508. If you think you know, we know that 4 is not the correct answer. I will give you a little tiny hint. It's a little more than that. So that's kind of what we're working with so far. So we're waiting for another caller to see what happens, and it's going to be very exciting because I know that somebody's coming back. So, Intu, do you want to? So we know that it's not. We know that it's not 4 years. So, do you want to give anyone a hint in case they missed it? I already said it's more than 4 years.
More than four. I'll say it's less than 8.
It's less than 8. It's more than 4. Less than eight.
529-3508 is
the number. That's the number. That's the number. You can still call in and win the gift certificate from Kebabiq. We know you want it. Susie, we know you want it back.
All right. We have caller Richard.
Richard.
Oh, hello.
This is Kevin. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So how many years has Kebabiq been in business here?
6 years.
6. That is the correct answer. Richard.
You have won
the gift certificate from Kebabiq. That's fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Well, you just hang on the line right there, and we'll get some information from you, and we'll go ahead and work out a way to get that gift certificate to you. Thank you very much for listening.
Great
Thanks for calling
Bye.
In. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, that's fantastic for winning that gift certificate. I know that he'll enjoy that. He'll enjoy some great food here at Kebabiq. That'll be fantastic. So it's about time to wrap things up here. Or not quite. Or
you shouldn't
not.
Say wrap, because they've got these
That's
incredible
true.
Chicken wraps.
They do
man.
Have these chicken wraps. I'm looking at them here, as a matter of fact, and I can't have one yet, but I know that I'm gonna be having one here in just a little bit once we kind of finish things up. Is that better, Chuck? Finish things up?
Yeah, because, you know, if you get too close to that or look at that, the saliva is going to start dripping down onto that microphone in front of your mouth, and it's really not going to sound that good.
No, it's not. And then I'm going to have to replace it, and you know that's just not anything that we want to have happen around here.
Yeah, that high-dollar Jolt equipment.
That's right. No, I don't want to ruin anything around here. That's just not how things should roll around here. So you know, I want to mention again to people listening out there, if you're interested in local food scene, local restaurants, what's happening in Tucson. Feel free to come by my blog, stop by, check out some of the posts, leave some comments, let me know what's going on, let me know what things you like. We talked about that a little bit earlier. What are some of the hidden gems in Tucson that I don't know about? I know about a few, but I know there are quite a few out there that I don't know about. So head by my blog, TucsonFoodDude.com, or you can send me an email, TucsonFoodDude@gmail.com, and let me know what some of those things are. Also, don't forget, you can become a fan of the show On the Menu Live by going to Facebook. Going to facebook.com/onthemenulive, and we'll be able to communicate to you that way, tell you all the cool things that are happening, and tell you all the fun and exciting stuff going on in the local food scene.
I got to ask you, how did you become the Tucson food dude? I mean, did you like fight Adam Richman or something, or do you go out and do food challenges here locally, or?
You know, I would like to go out and do food challenges here locally, but there are people who might not think that's such a great idea because, you know, I'm trying to contain my figure as it is right now, and you know, if I go out and do too many of these extreme eating food challenges, that's not going to last too much longer.
Then there's one place I better warn you away from.
Where's that?
That would be over at Fort Lowell and First, Dagwood's Cafe.
Dagwood's Cafe, yes.
You know, I mean, anybody who's ever heard the term Dagwood sandwiches,
right?
You know, those big, massive things. They have
the Dagwood.
They have the Dagwood. Mm-hmm. I mean, all their sandwiches are huge, but the Dagwood is kind of like in its own category.
Oh.
Even Adam Richman would take pause on that.
And have you attempted the Dagwood?
I have attempted the Dagwood.
And how did it go?
Well, it went down, and then about the second half of it went down my son's throat after I just kind of gave in.
Well, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor.
Well, you know, obviously you're doing a better job at reining in the food challenges than I am.
Well, I'm having help.
I've got a body made for radio. So.
Well, ditto. My face is all over that one. So please, by all means, come by and check out things at TucsonFoodDude.com or follow me on Twitter @TucsonFoodDude. So I think that it's about time to finish things up over here. I want to thank Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos. I want to thank Bill Wildman from Malibu Yogurt and Ice Cream. I want to thank Mintu Serene from Kebabiq Indian Grill. And, of course, I want to thank all of our listeners this afternoon. We couldn't do this. We couldn't put on this show without all of you. Matt Russell will be back next week live from McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. If you missed part of this show, any part at all, we'll rebroadcast it on Saturday at 12 noon on AM 1330, The Jolt. This is Tucson food dude Kevin Hall reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1330. KJLL. South Tucson.
News, I'm Bill Whitney. BP got its first bill from the government today, $69 million due July 1st to reimburse federal agencies for costs associated with the oil spill response. Officials say the company can expect more bills to follow. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman has the latest in the Gulf.
Waves of spilled crude have smeared more than 140 miles of Louisiana coastline. On the seabed floor, BP...